Hey, welcome to the Healthy Side of Business. I am Coach Harvey, and I am a wellness enthusiast and entrepreneur. Now, this podcast, The Healthy Side of Business, discusses ways to get healthy and show you how to use wellness as a business tool. Now, over the years, I've helped numerous 500 companies, government, and business owners implement various wellness programs to help keep their workforce and employees healthy in order to be productive. Now, certain things became obvious to me, but one thing stood out. Wellness is a business tool, and it's a critical part of the healthy side of business. Now, most small business owners and entrepreneurs only focus on things like hardware, software, and tangible equipment as necessary tools to run a successful business. But let's face it, if you're not healthy, not able to perform at your best, then your business won't be at its best either. You see, to run your business, you may wear many hats, as you already know, a marketing hat, a sales hat, an IT hat, and for some, even an HR hat. Now, this can be pretty stressful. In fact, I can't stress it enough. So today, I'm going to talk a little bit about, you guessed it, stress management and how you can reduce stress in your body, your life, and in your business. I'm going to share my 6 stress management strategies for you to use immediately. So grab a pen so that you can take some notes, and I'll be right back.
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the SJSLawFirm.com.
Hey, business owners, entrepreneurs, professionals, are you using the right tools for your business? Is your business well enough to go the distance? Hey, I'm Coach Harvey, and I'm a wellness coach, small business strategist. I show you how to use wellness as a business tool to get more clients for your business, no matter your industry. I use big company strategies on a small business budget. Hey, go over and join my email list. Go to coachharvey.now.site. Get the free ebook, 20 things to do immediately to keep you and your business healthy during these challenging times. Also, don't forget to check out my podcast every Tuesday at 4 p.m., The Healthy Side of Business. Don't miss it. See you Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Stay safe and be well. Hey, 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 welcome back and thanks for staying with us. I am Coach Harvey and this is The Healthy Side of Business. Now, remember, go visit coachharvey.now.site for today's special gift, all right? So, today we're going to talk about stress management. Now, as you may know, in today's world, many people have heightened levels of stress. Unhealthy levels of stress can often lead to negative health consequences. But luckily, many of these adverse health consequences can be prevented with the help of stress management techniques. Now, stress management can create long-lasting solutions for enhancing healthy lives and healthy businesses. So let's talk about stress. All right, what is stress? Well, plain and simple, stress is our body's response to a demand. It's the wear and tear on our bodies as we adjust to our changing environment. And it's an internal alarm that prepares us for action. Now, sometimes, probably more often than not, stress is created from our own perceptions. But right now, let's be clear. COVID is a major source of stress for all of us. Now, here's an important tip. Take the news in small doses. Please stay away from it as much as you can. maybe go to your phones. This is one of the ways to minimize the stress by just pretty much compartmentalizing it, taking the news in very small doses. All right, now there are two types of stress. There's bad stress and there's good stress. Now, bad stress, you're going to feel unpleasant. It can lead to mental and physical problems. Good stress, believe it or not, we have good stress. You feel excited. It helps to improve performance. You know, sort of like getting ready for game day or getting ready for a special performance of some type if you're in the arts. All right, let's take a look at some sources of stress too. This is really important because, you know, there are four major sources of stress. You know, one being significant life adjustments. Another one being daily routines. A third source of major source of stress would be unrealistic self expectations. And the fourth major source of stress would be interpersonal relationships. So let's talk about those for a second. Major life events, you may think about if you've been married or divorced, stressful. Job promotion or layoff, stressful. Having a baby, hearing about deaths in the family, stressful. Those are major life events. It would be safe to say right now that COVID is a major life event. You know, in fact, it can be put in the category all by itself. Let's look at daily routines. If you look at daily events, pre-COVID, traffic would be considered a daily routine that's a major source of stress. Missing your flight, deadlines at work, or worries of the day. All right, so now, again, we have daily routines. The location may have changed because we're at home, but it's still daily stress that keeps it into our lives. Maybe it's, hey, I got to make sure that I operate Zoom correctly. It may be I have too many Zooms, or maybe there are several Zooms scheduled at the same time, and that can be a source of daily stress. All right, so, you know, again, want to be mindful of that. Unrealistic self-expectations. All right, we've all heard of the supermom syndrome, you know, allowing yourself or others to set goals that are too high or expect too much, especially in the workplace. You got to be in tune to that. There's only so much that we can do. Interpersonal relationships. All right, unhealthy relationships. That's at the top of the list. Or caring for or coping with a loved one's chronic condition. You know, again, these are the four sources of stress, and we have to pretty much dial into these because, again, if we're looking at wellness as a business tool, we have to identify those and manage them accordingly so that we can be the healthiest version of self, which will allow us to operate our businesses successfully. Okay, moving on, let's talk about fight or flight. All right. Fight or flight simply prepares your body for action. Now, this response that we have from stress, it activates a hormone that causes your body to store body fat. So this is another reason to be in tune with stress, because it can easily have us to enter into a vicious cycle. Think about it. We get stressed out over something. It causes a hormone to cause our body to store more body fat. So we then become a little unhealthier. Again, then that causes other issues and other problems. And again, you can see how this can happen over and over again. So the only way to really get ahead of this or to break that cycle is to start to identify these things, all right, that literally causes us to stress out. All right, grab your pen and paper. As I mentioned earlier, you want to take notes and pay special attention to what we're about to talk about. I'm going to talk about responses to stress and the effects of stress on the body. So as we talk about the effects of stress on the body, you may have headaches. You could have chest pains, a pounding heart, shortness of breath, muscle aches or pain, a clenched jaw, grinding teeth, tight or dry throat, indigestion. Now, I'm pointing all those things out because, again, they could be related to something else, but these are some ways that stress will manifest itself inside of the body. Start taking note of these, because if you have any of those things, again, you're clenching, you know, your jaw, grinding your teeth. Take a step back. Say, hey, what am I stressing over? It may be time to do one of the stress management strategies that we're going to talk about a little bit later. Now, affects your stress on your thoughts and feelings. Another important section to pay attention to. Anxiety, restlessness, worrying, depression, sadness, anger, mood swings, insecurity, lack of concentration. Believe it or not, these are signs of stress. So again, we want to be in tune to ourselves. You know, if we're feeling some type of way, chances are it's a source of stress, and we want to start trying to identify that. The last box that I want to talk about, as I like to reference to things in boxes. Boxes of goodies, you know, when I'm exercising, boxes, you know, that's my way of compartmentalizing and focusing on things. And again, we'll discuss that later. And of course, if you visit CoachHarvey.now.site, there are going to be important tips there later on to have you manage stress and to become your healthiest version of self, to use wellness as a business tool. All right, this last box, behaviors. Believe it or not, stress will affect our behavior. Overeating or loss of appetite. How many of us have been there? That's a sign of stress. Or, I mean, hey, it could be a sign of something that we just really love and really enjoy. So we have to distinguish that, okay? All right, decreased anger control. We get a little more edgy when we're stressed. I mean, in these challenging times, you know, I went out, you know, yesterday and the day before, and as I'm out, I just noticed that, you know, people are honking their horns. It's like five cars on the street, but people are honking their horns. People are on edge, you know, in the stores. You know, people are just, it's affecting all of us. So even more now than ever before, we want to be in tune to this and take control of our own, you know, stress management to help situations from occurring. All right. During this time, effects of stress on the body could be use of drugs or alcohol, could be crying, changes in close relationships, hey, job dissatisfaction or no job at all. You know, I had a guy the other day, a friend of mine, and he stopped by. He said, hey, I was, you know, he's in pharmaceutical or medical equipment sales. He said, hey, I logged on to my morning Zoom. I was like, you know, because I got a notification to log on and say, hey, wow, they have us logging on pretty early today. And as soon as he logged on, they say, hey, we're letting you go. It's been a great, you know, 13 years or however long he's been there, but see you later. And so in this day and time, it's making it even easier for employers to let people go because they can do it over Zoom. So again, that's another source of stress. Decreased productivity and just plain old burnout. Hey, for some people, working from home right now is completely foreign and new. The routine can be mundane and monotonous. And believe it or not, you will experience burnout much quicker. So again, you want to identify these sources of stress and then to start to take certain actions. So just kind of recapping this little part of it, you know, just remember, it can affect your body. We're talking about stress, your thoughts, your feelings, and behaviors. Now, you know, some of the things I just shared with you not only affects, you know, you in these areas, but, you know, you can experience any of these reactions at any time. Again, you just want to identify, is it kind of just a reaction or is this a result from me being stressed out? Take inventory and then take action. So right now I'm going to take a quick break. And when I return, I'm going to get into some strategies for stress management that you can implement starting today. So you're listening to the Healthy Side of Business with Coach Harvey. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Pamela Burkett-Jones, career strategist, proactive life coaching and consultant. Due to the current circumstances brought on by COVID-19, are you finding yourself rethinking your professional life, saying things like there's more to life than what I'm experiencing now, there has to be a better way, or you cannot just keep going down the same road and maintaining any level of satisfaction? You're feeling stuck, overwhelmed, undervalued, and cloudy with uncertainty. Well, I have a new 6-week coaching program. It's called Pinnacle Career Pivot. This program will stir up your passions and develop a strategy to get you moving on to your next. You can contact me by email at contact@proactivelife.com, my website liveproactively.com, or you can call me at 240-682-1343. Looking forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back, and thanks for staying with us again. I am Coach Harvey, and this is The Healthy Side of Business. As a reminder, please visit coachharvey.now.site for some great tips and downloads. All right, so we're talking today about stress management. Very important. Let's get into some stress management strategies. Now, stress management strategy number one, avoid unnecessary stress. Let me say this again. Avoid unnecessary stress. Learn to say no. All right. Please learn to say no. You know, I like to joke around and say, you know, that, you know, during my quiet time, you know, when my kids were very young, I would always say that the answer is no, because anything that was happening during my quiet time, the answer was no. Now, you know, taking it a little step further in joking with them, you know, one of the things that I would say, you know, jokingly, of course, I would say, hey, please don't interrupt me unless the house is on fire. And if the house is on fire, you should be getting out of it instead of bothering me. Now, of course, the house was never on fire. And if that were the case, we would get out. But my point is, you got to learn to say no, because that's the only way you're going to avoid unnecessary stress. It's always going to be something to do. It's always going to be the next assignment. It's always going to be something else. So learn to say no. Avoid people who stress you out. Plain and simple. Hey, how you doing? Smile and wave. Keep it moving. Avoid people who stress you out. Take control of your environment. Set boundaries. All right? Avoid hot button topics. Again, pre-COVID, you know, I would tell people in person presentations, hey, there's just some things I just don't discuss. You know, think about it. Wars have broken out over sports, politics, and religion. That should give you a clue. All right. Pare down your to-do list. All right. Find out what's important, narrow that down, then narrow it down one more time. Get that done, then move on to the next thing. Okay, so again, avoid unnecessary stress to manage difficult stressors. Now, not all stress can be avoided. We know this. It's not healthy to avoid situations that need to be addressed. So, you know, again, use, you know, common sense, but again, set some boundaries. Stress management number two, alter the situation. Express your feelings. Don't bottle them up. Be willing to compromise. Be more assertive. And manage your time better. Bottom line, do your planning the night before, for instance. That's one of the things that I talk about when I'm coaching people. I say, hey, manage your time better by planning the night before when it's calm. Plan out your schedule for the next day. That way you can step into it and be more productive as well. Stress management strategy number three, adapt to the stressor. Reframe your problem. You know, just look at it differently. You know, look at the big picture. Adjust your standards and focus on the positive. So reframing your problems, you know, I'm going to give an example. I would tell people, hey, you know, it's raining out. What can I do? Grab an umbrella and keep it moving. But then you're walking down the street, busy downtown, you know, street. You're heading to work, again, pre-COVID. And pouring down rain, a car splashes water all over you. You're soaked. You're drenched. You're like, wow, this is the worst day ever. You start stressing until you find out that same car, because of low visibility, continued on after splashing on you, and unfortunately ran up into a curb and hospitalized someone. The car actually ran over someone. Now you look at it like, whoa, this was the luckiest day of my life. So sometimes we have to reframe things, you know, and say, hey, you know what, it's not as bad as it seems. And that will help you to reduce stress. So again, reframe your problems, look at the big picture, adjust your standards, focus on the positive. You know, it takes a lot of effort to be mad at someone. You know, when we wake up, you got to remind yourself, oh, I'm mad at someone. Focus on the positive. It's much easier, okay? Stress management strategy. Number four, accept the things you cannot change. Listen, don't try to control the uncontrollable. Look for the upside. Share your feelings. Learn to forgive. Even if you don't forget, learn to forgive. All right? There are a lot of things we just cannot control. COVID right now, we cannot control this. All we can do is accept it, adapt, and try to keep it moving. All right? Again, staying healthy, the healthy side of business, remember that. Stay healthy. That's going to allow us to operate and run our businesses more efficiently and successfully. It's going to keep us out of the hospitals. So again, wellness is a business tool. Stress management, strategy number five. Make time for some fun and relaxation. I got to say this one again. Make time for some fun and relaxation. Set aside relaxation time. Connect with others. I know it's tough. How many Zoom meetings can we have? How many Zoom get-togethers can we have? How many Zoom hellos can we have? You know, but you have to find a way to connect. Hey, this might be a good time to go old school. Write a letter. Mail it. It's a great time to do it. But have some fun. Do something you enjoy every day, even if you got to put it in your planner, schedule it. From 4 to 5, I'm going to play my favorite songs and I'm just going to dance and have me a glass of protein shake and keep your sense of humor. All right? Got to take it in stride. Got to take it in stride. All right. Now, note that beyond a take charge approach and a positive attitude, you can reduce stress in your life by nurturing yourself. Hey, I'm a big fan of self-care. You know, again, I have a handheld massager with all the attachments, and it goes up to like level 20 or whatever. And, you know, again, you're going to exercise. You can massage your legs and your arms, your shoulders, your neck. Meditate. Do some yoga. You know, treat yourself now and then to your favorite goodie. You know, don't do it every day, you know, because, again, you're trying to stay healthy and too much sugar is not going to be great for us. But have fun. You know, make it a game. Go listen to your radio. Set aside that time. Flip your phone over. Turn on some music. Set your timer. 30 minutes are up. You've had some fun. You're out of it. Take a walk. You know, again, play a game. There was a game that I used to play as a kid, and we're driving around, and we would have to say, okay, let's see how many red Volkswagens you can find while you're driving. And it became a fun game to pass time by. You can do this. Take a walk through your neighborhood and just say, you know what? Let me see how many red robins or odd color birds, or how many squirrels cross your path, a black squirrel, something different, something where you're not going to, you know, be counting to 100. But if you notice it, you know, you're like, hey, that's one. That's a fun way to get your walk in. Before you know it, you got a couple miles under your belt and you're back at home. All right. So if you regularly make time for fun and relaxation, you'll be in a better place to handle life stressors when they inevitably come, because they will. The last, number six, the last stress management strategy, adopt a healthy lifestyle. Eat regularly. It's too easy to wake up and jump on, you know, work from home stuff, Zoom, whatever it may be, and you forget to eat. Then you're binging. So eat regularly. Eat a healthy diet. Reduce your caffeine and sugar. Avoid alcohol, cigarettes, and drugs. Now, alcohol, for people who like, you know, wine is actually healthy in moderation. So again, if that's what you choose to do, again, in moderation, preferably later in the day, not at breakfast. and get enough sleep. Once again, if we're looking at wellness as a business tool, you don't have to rely on energy shots or extra caffeine or all these things that we're using to be a Band-Aid solution or to compensate for something that's missing in our lifestyle. If we're getting exercise, we're gonna be energized. If we're eating healthy, it's gonna help us to maintain focus. You know, if we're minimizing sugar and alcohol, again, it keeps us, you know, pumped up. If we're getting enough sleep, can't emphasize this one enough, you're gonna be amazed at how your body responds, whether it's weight loss, fat loss, extra energy, focus. If we look at this as a business tool, we're going to be on our A game when it comes to business. We're not going to be on that Zoom or in that meeting, you know, falling asleep or missing some information that's important. If we're giving a presentation, we're sharp with focus and clarity to make people say, hey, you know what? I'm ready to sign on the dotted line. I'm ready to do business with you. So again, adopt a healthy lifestyle, manage your difficult stressors. You know, beyond that take charge approach, remember, like I said, stay positive. Now go to coachharvey.now.site. There's going to be some things uploaded on that. Get on the mailing list. There's going to be a lot of goodies that's going to be sent to you to help you use your wellness as a business tool. You're going to find some nutrition and exercise recommendations that I've found to be helpful for stress management and otherwise, but more importantly, to use wellness as a business tool. Lastly, I want to wrap this up by saying, you know your personality traits. Okay, are you overly committed, dedicated, or idealistic? Are you unrealistic? You know, do you have difficulty saying no, difficulty delegating? Do any of these apply to you? Are you self-sacrificing? So once again, you know, go to coachharvey.now.site. It'll be uploaded shortly. Grab your 13 tips for managing your stress. And also, you can pick up your personal action plan for stress management. Now, hey, I want to thank you for staying around and hanging out with Coach Harvey, yours truly, you know, for another episode of The Healthy Side of Business. Remember, it's every Tuesday at 4 p.m., The Healthy Side of Business, where you will learn ways to use wellness as a business tool. Go tell your friends. Spread the good news. There's going to be some information here that you're going to be able to apply, again, to use wellness as a business tool. Stay healthy. Be well.